Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Robert Siciliano is here. Robert is a new friend. He's a McAfee online security expert. He specializes in online security, safety, identity theft, that kind of thing. And he's here to talk to us about cybersecurity and the whole situation around you and me being online and having any kind of security or privacy as we would like to have it, and also what people like you and me think about where we're going to be with all this in the next 10 years or so. And he's our new friend, Robert Siciliano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. All right, I got a quote right out of the box for you, Robert, that I know you're familiar with, but I want to remind the audience. I've used this quote several times in the last few months, and in fact, I mentioned it yesterday in another discussion. This is from Brian Dye, Symantec Senior Vice President of Information Security, and he said, "Antivirus is dead." That's a quote from him. Antivirus is dead. Now, I've been tracking antivirus on this show, the whole industry, the applications. I've talked about it 1,000 times on this show in the last 17 years. When I heard him say antivirus is dead, I guess I kind of intuitively understood what he meant, but Robert, it still shocked me. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that maybe Symantec's antivirus might be dead, but essentially you need antivirus on your devices. Antivirus is one layer of protection that, at a minimum, consumers need to monitor their traffic on their devices, looking for malware, malicious software that is designed to extract usernames and passwords, is designed right to infect your device in a way that allows a bad guy a remote access to your machine so that they can see the websites you visit, the usernames and passwords you type in, and ultimately access your data, so that when you log into your online banking, malware would give the bad guy the ability to do the exact same thing when you're in bed at 3 a.m. So antivirus is necessary.
I've never told the audience. I've always told them, of course, you've got to have it. And there's no question about it. Find somebody to buy it from or get it from and use it, of course. But I think the point he was trying to make that was probably helpful was to get people's attention to realize that, you know, zero day, as I've described to my audience before, zero day regime, which is where you identify something, a problem this morning, and you fix it before nightfall, you know, is now 0 hour, 0 minute. I mean, the stuff's coming at you guys so fast, it's hard to keep up, isn't it?
That is correct. But, you know, security is a process. You know, it's a journey. It's not really a destination. It's not a place you fully ever arrive to.
Right.
So it requires ongoing persistence and diligence and tenacity. And so that's what security professionals' jobs are. That's what they do. And they're always looking for these vulnerabilities. And they're looking to react to them when necessary and proactively prevent them in the future. So as consumers, it is up to us to, you know, pay attention to what's going on out there, being aware of the variety of different scams that might make us vulnerable, what's called social engineering, which is con men out there online. They contact us via email, and they might send us communications that are designed to get us to click links, and we have to know what to look for, know what to do, what not to do, and ultimately, you know, have all those different layers of protection in place that prevent the bad guy from getting access to our data.
Well, you make a good point, Robert, about the not being a destination. And this is a time when as you indicated, that your customers and me and my audience, we can't just make a purchase, apply the device to the or the software to our computer and our and all of our other stuff, and then go about our merry way. We have to really be diligent every day, and really in a lot of ways be a partner with our security companies, don't we?
Well, that is exactly it. You know, no man's an island, as they say, and you really do need to partner up with a variety of different technologies. For example, you know, with your operating system, right? So say you're in a Windows machine or even a Mac for that matter. The software developer, whether it's Microsoft or Apple, they provide critical security updates for their operating system, even with your iPhone and iPad. You know, with the latest 8 version, iOS 8, you know, there's 8.1 and there's 8.2, and each of these versions is designed to make the device, of course, more functional and attractive and, you know, user-friendly, but also more secure. And so it's important that you update your operating system with the latest version of its software to protect you from certain vulnerabilities that might be discovered as a result.
Right.
And it's the same thing with your browser, you know, whether Internet Explorer or Chrome or Firefox, there's always a new version of that out as a result of functionality issues and, of course, security issues.
You got to keep the updates going, as we talk about on the show all the time. Getting to your survey, Robert, two-thirds of Americans are very concerned about the state of cybersecurity over the next 10 or so years, aren't they?
Well, certainly. The fact is that, you know, there is a onslaught of criminal activity out there, essentially looking at the small business and the consumer, and they'll go after the small business through the consumer. You know, like the best way to access, say, your bank's servers is to compromise your small business devices or even your consumer or even kids' devices.
Right.
And the best way to get through the bank server is through you. So it's important that we all are up to speed in regards to keeping our devices updated and our security in place.
And you're putting an S on the end of that word device is critical to think about. I mean, in the old days we had a desktop computer, right? Now we have a magic wand computer in our hand. We have little squares or wedges or whatever on top of our phone where we're swiping credit cards. There's all kinds of new points of entry now, aren't there?
There certainly is. Your mobile phones, your smartphones are little computers that can access your online banking in a split second.
And the bad guys know about all that, folks. So as we leverage more technology to our advantage, we have to be just as interested in protecting all of our information from the bad guys. 20 after, right back with Robert Siciliano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.